been waiting and what we've been waiting for. Or if we've been waiting on the Lord at all. If we've been expecting. Because you see, waiting upon the Lord, the way the Lord wants us to wait upon Him, is waiting upon the Lord expecting. Anticipating. Planning. Rejoicing. I thank God for my wife when she plans. She'll be talking 3 weeks ahead of time. What are we going to have for Easter dinner? I don't care. You've never surprised me in that way that I know of. You know, it's just real good. Well, I realize that these things have to be done. Okay? I realize that. But she's planning on that, and she is willing to adjust it as she goes. She can change in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. She can transform the whole plan graciously. I mean, she can do these things. I think it's amazing. I think it's simply amazing. Jesus made a lot of plans for you and for me. And that's what we should be waiting on. That's what we should be focusing on. If this were not true, the enemy wouldn't be giving you other things to steal your focus. He wouldn't be sending you delusions that you might believe a lie. He wouldn't be trying to steal your joy if there wasn't joy available. He wouldn't be trying to interrupt your peace if he didn't know that the peace of God is a terrible thing for him. You see, he knows. But the Lord knows better. And he knows that if we will wait on him, just because we pray doesn't mean we're waiting on him. How many here have prayed? Said amen. Let it be, Lord. And then waited not 1 second for him to do it again. How many of us have prayed fully expecting God not to hear? Or expecting him to hear and have a better plan, but we aren't interested in waiting for the better plan? Or just prayed because, well, it's the thing to do. Now I've got to do what I was going to do in the first place. We've all got a list of scenarios we can go with that, okay? But God, our Lord Jesus Christ, won't leave us that way. He won't desert us in that sort of a format. Those of you who have computers, you ever have a little thing pop up on the screen that says it needs to fix something? There's an error. With Windows XP, it's all the time fixing something. Little thing comes up and says, I'm fixing this. There's an error on this, we'll fix it. I say, well, I'm sure glad you're going to fix it. Because before things started fixing themselves all the time, if it gave you an error, then you had to call tech support. And then you waited and waited and waited and waited and waited for tech support to come up. And then tech support would take your number, and then tech support would decide whether or not you were really still in warranty. And then if you weren't really still on tech support, pre-tech support, they'd say, well, I have to have your credit card number. And then I would say, I'll call my son. But you know, I mean, always fixing things. Well, you see, the Lord is fixing things. Bye, I love you.
Bye.
Praise the Lord. There they go. That's the vines that are running out on me. I was just giving them the good part, too, man. I don't know what it is, but I'm sure it was. That means you never told me what time to be done. Anyway, you know, the Lord waits on us. He really does. He waits on us to give him the opportunity. We have the proof. We have the proof. We have the proof because Christ lives in our hearts. I mean, this was a long time ago that he rose from that grave. And yet every day, people come to know him. He is alive. And if he's that alive, then he's alive in every other way that he ever said. And we can believe on this, and we can learn. It's our choice. We can choose to wait according to his promises, according to his direction. We have the time to wait upon the Lord. And while we're waiting, we can either wait in fear, focusing on the problem until God takes care of the problem, or we can wait, focusing on the Lord, the peace of God, the passing understanding, and just able to say, hallelujah. It's taken care of.